A year after the earthquake destroyed much of Port-au-Prince, there are few visible signs of reconstruction. Only 5% of the rubble has been removed from the city. An estimated 800,000 people are still living in tents, and according to the Chronicle of Philanthropy, only 38% of the $1.4 billion in charitable contributions from U.S. donors have been spent, and many are asking why. Julie Schindahl is the spokesperson for Oxfam International.
When people ask me in one word, which is tough to answer, what's wrong with Haiti today and why haven't we moved forward, my answer is leadership. We need leadership, and we're really relying on the next administration to provide that.
It's a common theme. The Haitian government has been unable to fully respond. 13 of the 15 government ministry buildings collapsed in the quake. 30% of the government workforce was killed. In addition, November's election results have not been announced amid allegations of fraud. Non-governmental organizations agree that the funds and know-how for reconstruction are in Haiti, but they say there is no viable government to partner with. Leonard Doyle is with the International Organization for Migration, an NGO working in Haiti.
But the money will only be released when there are realistic plans, because we want the money to go to the right place. We don't want the money to disappear into a black hole. Everybody has an interest in this, in results out of this.
Aid organizations say the initial phase of disaster relief, providing basic shelter, food, and water, went well given the enormous destruction. The second phase, getting people into temporary housing and starting permanent construction, has been problematic.
So these little toilet blocks are out.
Matthew Cochran with the International Red Cross has been working to build transitional homes in Port-au-Prince. He says finding space to build in the city is not easy. Land records have been destroyed, and obtaining clear title is often complicated. But he is optimistic the coming year will be more productive.
I think that in the last few months there have been real signs of progress. I think a lot of the legal hurdles I've just explained are beginning to be overcome. And I really do believe in the coming months you'll see a significant increase in the rate of construction.
There has also been criticism of NGOs operating in the country. Julie Schindahl with Oxfam says donors would rather spend money on sexy projects like building a school or hospital rather than removing the mass of debris from the city.
We need to think, what is our added value here? What do we have to bring? And it has to be something that doesn't exist inside the country, and it has to be something where we end up training Haitians and giving Haitians the skills to carry out those projects themselves.
The NGOs agree that reconstruction will take years. They say now is the time to redouble their commitment and work toward moving the country forward. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.